The Jefferson County School Board has voted to close its last elementary school, but the district's superintendent is pushing back. I'm Lynn Hatter. The State Board of Education recently gave Jefferson administrators an ultimatum: close the district's last elementary school, find an outside group to operate it, or convert the school into a charter. Monday night, Jefferson's school board took action.
We had discussion from the audience, and the majority of the, well, just about everybody, I'd say 99.9%, everybody wanted to close it and to consolidate just because of the condition. And, of course, she fought us on it last night. And finally, you know, after about an hour and a half discussion, we voted, and it was 5-0.
That's Board Chairman Bill Brumfield. The she is current Superintendent Marianne Arbelu, who says she opposed the vote because, one, it wasn't set to be heard, and two, there's a difference between closing a school, which is what the state wants, and consolidating it with the middle high school, which is what the board voted for.
In the turnaround template, the option of closing the school directs the district that the students must then go to a higher performing school. In our case, that would mean students going to schools outside of the district.
If students leave, the already poor district loses even more money. Arbelu did not say whether she will contest the move, but she has resisted closing the school because she says it's not what residents want. Brumfield says attendees at the meeting overwhelmingly supported the consolidation plan. Jefferson is the poster child for failing schools. The elementary school is crumbling, and K-12 education chancellor Herschel Lyons painted a grim picture to the state education board of how the middle and high school students are doing.
The most alarming statistic from Jefferson Middle High School is that over half of their students have been retained two or more times.
Jefferson is an F-rated district where teacher turnover is high and morale low. The problems are not new, and they festered for nearly two decades. Governor Rick Scott says his office is monitoring the situation.
Every child deserves the same opportunity I had growing up. Every child should have the opportunity to live the dream of this country, which is clearly tied to an education. We have to have an education system that is accountable. We have to have an education system that every school has to be held accountable.
But the governor's hands are largely tied, and so are those of lawmakers. State law allows the Board of Education to report the district to the legislature, but Senator Bill Monford, head of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, says the state is limited in what can be done.
I think we're breaking new ground here. It's a constitutional issue. There are questions, you know, people have said, quite frankly, why doesn't the governor remove people from office? Well, the governor doesn't have that authority. It's a constitutional issue. So what do we do? What it simply comes back down to, the local officials in that county have got to make some real tough decisions.
Monticello Republican Representative Halsey Bashirs says he's looking at all options.
And I will tell you, I mean, some of them are drastic. Shut the school down, fold it into Leon County. July 1st, the law changed in which all kids can transfer across county lines. Mm-hmm. What about transportation? So I'm looking at anything and everything that we can to help the kids that we have there.
Other ideas that have been thrown out include having another district take over some of Jefferson's responsibilities, busing kids to outside districts, or letting a charter school or outside administrator run the schools. Superintendent Arbelu says she's leaning toward the outside administrator option, but she's not made a decision. That outside administrator could be another school district, but with the exception of the vote to consolidate the elementary school, no small feat and an issue far from settled, a long-term plan has not emerged. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.